All right, it's good to be back. The Upper Room Fellowship, may the Lord just richly bless you. The prayer today, as Brother Jeff was saying earlier about the funeral service today, we do appreciate everyone praying for the family. Continue to pray. Lord, help them and comfort them. Beautiful service. Really was. Everything just went so well. Beautiful service. Spirit of the Lord has come down and come with knowledge that they needed to be saved. They expected no police escort. Got outside and there was a police escort. Took us probably 3 or 4 or 5 miles down the road before he wrecked. Everything just worked out. I mean, it was just wonderful service. Appreciate people praying and helping the Lord. You know, some people don't think much about an escort, but I go to a funeral, I look at every little thing, you know what I'm saying? I think everybody deserves an escort. I do. And some of the counties don't do it anymore. And stop all traffic, stand out in the middle of the road, direct traffic, get you right on the way, don't have to stop for a red light, just keep on going. I like that. You need to be living in Oklahoma County, maybe. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, we want to be reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 119. Book of Psalms, chapter 119. We know this is the longest chapter in the Bible, consists of 176 verses. There's much to learn from these verses. Speaks in this chapter a lot about God's law, His love, comfort to us, the way of salvation. So many good verses here, but I want us to look at and begin reading there with verse number 1, Psalms 119, verse number 1. I'd like to bring out a message tonight. Maybe there'll be an encouragement to you and help you in some way. Amen. Praise God. Psalms 119, verse number 1. He said, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord." Amen. Are you walking in the law of the Lord? "Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently, so that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Then shall not be ashamed when I have respect to all Thy commandments. Will praise Thee with uprightness of heart." Glory to God.
Yes.
"When I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments, I will keep Thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to Thy word. With my whole heart have I sought Thee, O let me not wander from Thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee." Praise the Lord. I'd like for us to look verse number 2 and verse number 10. I'd like to read that again. "Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with a whole heart." Verse number 10, "With thy whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments." I'd like to preach for a little while tonight on wholehearted devotion. Wholehearted devotion, or wholehearted commitment unto the Lord. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for Thy Word. We're thankful, God, amen, for the blessings that we have received today. We acknowledge You that You have kept us, that we can come here for another service. I pray that You'd encourage Your people. I pray, Lord, that this message will be a message that will help us to know, Lord, if we serve You, amen, we want to serve You with a true heart, with a whole heart, unto the law of the Lord, keeping Thy Word and Thy law day and night. We think upon it. We desire to meditate upon Thy Word. Let our thoughts be established, Lord. Let us continue to uplift Your name everywhere we go, giving praise and honor and glory to God. Do touch us here tonight. We acknowledge You that You're a God that can help us in the time of trouble. Reach down and touch Your church. Move, amen, within us, Lord, and let Thy Spirit be so real, amen, to us tonight. And what is ever accomplished, we will forevermore praise You. And everyone that loved the Lord, said amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated. We come to know in verse number 1 that God promises to pour out His blessings on all those who have chosen to live by His Word and by all of its standards. Amen. Praise God. Coming to know if we walk, amen, in the law of the Lord, that blessed is the man, amen, and meditates upon thy law, keeps thy law, amen, praise God, that God shall establish, amen, his works and his doings. So therefore we desire to be blessed of God to keep his word. He said concerning his testimonies, which represents the covenant or requirements that are declared at his will, and also in God's ways that represent those principles by means of operation by which God relates to his people. Oh, listen to that, church. By which God relates to his people and advances, amen, his redemption. His ways are contrary to human wisdom and values. We read not only concerning his law and his testimony and his ways, but also in verse 4, as I read to you about God's precepts, it involves detailed instruction that we need to receive from the Lord. Amen. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable. Listen now. Amen. For doctrine. Amen. Amen. For correction and reproof and instruction unto righteousness. Amen. Praise God. By keeping his precepts. Also in verse number 5, amen, referring to his statutes, amen, that we should ask God continually for his grace to follow his will and be steadfast, church, in all of his ways. Amen. Such a petition is necessary because we cannot remain faithful to God's word without his sustaining help and the work of the Spirit of God in our hearts. And then referring to his commandments. Now, I want you to get a hold of this. Just in these verses I read to you, the law, the testimony, his ways, his precepts, his statutes, and also his commandments. Amen. Referring to his commandments in verse number 6, that I shall not be ashamed when I respect unto all thy commandments, meaning God's rules and his regulations, that express God's authority and his will for his people, and that he expects us to obey. You think about that. He expects us to obey. Amen. There's Hebrew meanings from these verses that I'm reading to you. Amen. And also referring to verse number 9, he says, shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed therefore according to thy word, which represents both his revelation in general and his commandments and also his promises. Glory to God. We think about that, saints of God. I think about no more what he said in verse number 4. He said, now give me understanding that I shall keep thy law, yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Amen. And that's in verse number 34. I believe there's one more verse here in this chapter, if I can find it quickly. Amen. Praise God. Verse number 145. He said, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. Amen. Praise God. And what was referring to that? Amen. Concerning his statutes. Amen. Praise God. Which means regulations for his people individually and correctly. We desire to do that and delight in the law of the Lord. So therefore, saints of God, you think about wholehearted devotion. A wholehearted Christian is one. Amen. Is no more when he took the marriage vow. Amen. Today that he walked, amen, her down the aisle, or as they was walking her down the aisle, there she went forward and was to meet the groom. And there the minister began to read off these vows. And there he said, I do. So what was he doing? He was giving her his heart. Amen. Glory to God. He was giving her his heart. Amen. Just like I give, amen, praise God, my heart to my wife. And she still has it today. Amen. If we refer to that unto the Lord, and once he saved me and seen my sincerity of heart, therefore I was one to humble myself before him and desire to keep the word here that is spoken. See, church, it's not only as the psalmist was saying, hide thy word in my heart that I sin not against it. Let thy word Lord be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. That's a wonderful verse. Amen. That we can hide the Word of God in our hearts. Amen. Glory to God. But it's not only the Word. The Word goes into much deeper meaning by the word of Hebrew. And what I was saying to you as I read off this tonight, he's saying that what the psalmist was saying, I'll keep thy law. If I to keep thy law, it consists of thy statutes and thy precepts and thy testimonies and also thy commandments. Amen. Praise God. It's not only shall we hide the Word of God in our heart, that we can have heart, true devotion unto God, to love Him. He said, I'll give you understanding. We need true revelation of God's Word. It takes a wholehearted person to search out the revelation of God. Do you hear me? I say it takes whole heart commitment unto God to really to search out the true revelation of Jesus Christ. For the true revelation of Jesus Christ is knowing who He really is and what it is to be truly devoted unto God's Word and to keep His Word in our hearts. That's why He said, teach me, God. You must teach me. Who is the teacher? The Holy Ghost is the teacher. Amen. Praise God. He reveals truth. Amen. To the saint of God. Because God knows if you wholehearted or not. He knows, amen, how much that you love Him. He knows how much you desire to be faithful. He knows how much you want to devote yourself to the call and the work of God. Amen. It's what you're involved in. What you desire to be involved in. Glory to God. Like Brother Jeff was talking about. Amen. Visitation. I went on visitation today. And, amen. Praise the Lord. Trying to encourage. Amen. A saint of God. I'm telling you, church, it's worth it. It brings joy in our hearts. Amen. Because we desire. Amen. To reach out and be a comfort and a help. Amen. To people who need help today. He said, Lord, if you're going to teach me thy way, I shall keep it unto the end. Amen. I shall keep it unto the end. Amen. As I preached the other service about that endurance. Amen. Praise God. Of that perseverance and endurance unto the end. Amen. Praise God. For he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. Oh, yes. In your patience possess ye your souls. You remember that message. I'm telling you, saints of God. Amen. For the saint of God who desires to work unto the end. But not only shall we keep it unto the end, he's going to give us understanding along the way. Because he said, I'll keep thy word, it shall observe it, excuse me, with my whole heart in the path of thy commandments. I do delight. Amen. I do delight to keep thy commandments in thy word. Incline my heart. Listen now. Incline my heart with thy testimonies. Amen. And not to covetousness. Amen. Which is sin. We're not to covet those things, but we're to incline our hearts into the testimonies of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, establish thy word unto me, God, unto thy servant. Amen. Who is, amen, devoted to thy fear. Amen. We know the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And we know the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. Praise God. He said, let thy mercies come to me. Amen. Praise God. So shall I have withal to answer, Lord, because I trust in thy word. I'll keep thy word continually, thy law continually. I will walk in liberty. Amen. Oh, yes. He said, amen. Concerning that liberty. Amen. The Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Glory to God. I feel and I walk in the liberty of the Spirit because I seek thy precepts. Amen. Praise God. I delight in thy commandments which I have loved. You see the way the psalmist was referring to the love of the law of the Word of God. It's applied to us, saints of God. That's why I said all Scripture is given by its inspiration of God. Amen. It is profitable. Listen now. It is a profit. It is profitable for you for good sound doctrine, for reproof, and for correction and instruction unto righteousness. That's why the psalmist said, amen, let thy word be a light in my path. That's in the way to enlighten my life and enlighten thy word into my eyes. I don't want to sleep the sleep of death. I don't want to drown in my sin. How will my sin ever be before me if I have sin? Therefore, I can look upon my wrongdoing things, and I can look upon my sin, and I need to truly repent and say, God, here I am with a repentant heart. Amen. Just cleanse me and make me whole. I desire understanding. I desire a whole heart, true devotion unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, that is me. That is I. I want to be one that's true hearted. I want to be one that's seeking thee, oh God. Amen. In the night time as well as in the daytime, a wholehearted devotion unto the Lord is one, you know, he wakes you in the night time that you have a prayer upon your heart. Amen. You have a prayer whether you're going down the road, whether you're on your job. You have meditation unto God, and see, the enemy can't steal that from you. It's a wholehearted, true devotion unto God. He looks for that commitment from every child of God to delight in his word and to walk in it. Praise God. We got to walk and be true, church. Amen. Praise God. He said, just deal bountifully with me, Lord, with thy servant. Just deal bountifully with me that I may live and that I may, amen, keep thy word. Open mine eyes that I can just behold all the wondrous things of thy word, thy law, God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see what he was saying. Oh, yes. Praise God. There's nothing like it, church. He said, my soul shall cleave. Amen. Amen. It's like he said, if you're going to love the Lord with your whole heart, as he said in Deuteronomy 10, amen, what is God required to serve him with a whole heart? Cleave unto him. Keep his commandments. Amen. And serve and love the Lord with your whole heart. That's what I desire to do, saints of God. It's a wholehearted devotion unto God. A wholehearted devotion unto God is, amen, as we see the day more approaching to assemble ourselves together, we desire to be and have fellowship with God's people. We desire to love one another and help and be an encouragement. And when we see others fall by the wayside, it's just like I preach. We're building a fire about them and we're praying on their behalf. And church, I know it's discouraging at times when we feel and see people falling, amen, away from God. But I'm telling you, church, that's what whole true devotion really is. Amen. It keeps you going when it seems like all hell's broke out against you. It keeps you traveling. It keeps you concerned. Amen. You're not careless in your walk with God. You're careful in what you say. You're careful in what you do. You're careful to keep his testimonies. You're careful to keep his word upon your mind and upon your heart. Amen. That's why he said, oh, just remove from me, oh God, if there be any lying, I want to speak the truth. Amen. Grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me, O God. I have, amen, stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments, but thou shalt enlarge my heart. Enlarge my heart, the scripture says. Amen, glory to God. You see what the psalmist was saying here? He was preparing for prayer, for understanding the word of God. He was living the way that the Lord would instruct him to live. Amen. His eyes was seeing God's law. There was purity in the fruit of the law, God's word. There was salvation that come through God's law. He said, thy mercies and thy judgments and thy precepts. That's what the psalmist was referring to, because he was wholehearted. Whole heart devotion. Whole heart commitment. And but you can look around and see who has it. You see what I'm saying? Amen. As I talk and encouraging the saint of God today, it's sick and dying. Amen. He referred to the scripture, many are called, but few are chosen. And referring to, you know, there's a way that seemeth right unto the man, to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We think of that scripture. We think, amen, there is a straight and a narrow way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Amen. Who is willing to serve God with a whole heart devotion? Really, church, who is willing? You see, Satan has offered so much in this world. Satan has offered too much, even for church entertainments. Amen. They're not after the law of the Lord. They're not after keeping the things that what the psalmist was saying to us to keep. Amen. They don't desire to keep that anymore. Amen. Jesus said, if you obey me, if you love me, you're going to obey my words. You're going to love my word. Amen. Praise God. You're going to keep my word. Glory to God. I want to understand the church. I want to walk in the path that is right. There's a highway called holiness. It doesn't matter what men may say and men may do. There's a highway of holiness. There's a path of holiness. Amen. Without holiness, no man shall see God. It's the wholehearted child of God who's given true devotion in his way of truth. Amen. Saying, Lord, lead me. Lord, help me. I want true hearted devotion unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's going to have to be that way, church. Whether we're doing anything about it or not, it's going to have to be that way. I believe true heart devotion, amen, and commitment unto God is the saint of God that's looking for his return, who's hoping in his word. He said, I hope in thy word. Amen, O Lord. Amen, praise God. I hope. Just quicken me after thy loving kindness. So shall I keep thy word, thy testimonies in my mouth. Forever, Lord, I know that your word is settled in heaven. Forever, I know that I sought it, God. Amen. Keep it within me. Let it be my delight. Let me never forget it, Lord. Let me never forget it. Bring it to my memory. Let the Holy Ghost just teach me and bring it to my memory. Let me have the word, church. See, this is what the enemy desires. He desires to rob the word from you. That's what he desires to do, to rob the word from you. Amen. Oh, yes, but he said, thy word is in my mouth. It's better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Amen. In my mouth. Praise God. Amen. That's showing forth praise from our mouth, saints of God, from the heart. Amen. Who has true hearted devotion unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether it's in the daytime, whether it's at midnight, he said, I will rise. And I will give thanks unto the Lord for his righteousness and for his righteous judgments. I'm sharing here with you from the scriptures. Amen. You think about these things, church, and what the psalmist was saying. Let me just pray. Thy merciful kindness for my comfort. Think about it. According to thy word as thy servant. Lord, what about that true hearted devotion? Amen. He said, and referred no more to his word, but he said also thy faithfulness. That God has been a faithful God. Oh, thy faithful one. Who has never deserted us, but so many have deserted and walked away from you. Oh God, I don't want to be one of those, Lord. I want to be near unto thee, oh God. I want to be near. I'm seeking. I'm seeking to find. I'm seeking for your word to be such a delight to my soul. Even though we may be afflicted, said, quicken me, like it was for the sufferings of Job and the suffering of David. Just quicken me, quicken my spirit. Yeah. Praise God. It's like the girl I've been reading in the news, on the news, that had that bacteria infection. Just a young girl. You remember who I'm talking about? This infection, she had to have her, what was her, hands, foot, amputated. Infection. Just a young girl. I don't know, probably in her 20s. Or maybe can't remember her name. Some of you may know her name. But amen. Praise God. Even though that we're afflicted and sick and suffering, they said she had such a happy countenance. Even though what she had lost, like what her dad was saying in the updates, was like God has a purpose. What a good spirit to have. In the time of suffering, could you imagine having your hands or foot or leg or whatever amputated? Can't walk no more, can't use your hands anymore. That's sad, church. But oh, it's in the heart. That's where it is. It's in the heart. We may lose our limbs. We may lose them. For some reason, we may lose what we have. Amen. Oh, yes, but you can't take what's in my heart. Amen. You can't take away what's in me. It's been birthed in me. It's been laid there by the Savior. He put an imprint on my heart. Amen. Through the wisdom of Solomon, let thy law, let thy word be an apple of mine eye. Praise be to God. That's what I want it to be. I want it to be the apple of mine eye. Amen. Praise God. I want to look upon it, Lord. Let it instruct me. Let it enlighten me. Oh, let it be a light to me. Oh, don't you just love it, church? Amen. Praise God. What shall we give in our free will offerings unto the Lord? What shall be our free will offerings unto God? Amen. Our free will offerings is our praise and our worship to God. Amen. We're lifting up holy hands unto the Lord, because there's been a cleansing that has taken place. Amen. There has been a baptism that has taken place. Amen. There's been a quickening and a refreshing and a renewing that has taken place. Saints of God, you may feel dry. Amen. And walking through those dry and barren places. But I'm telling you, there's a refreshing coming from the presence of the Lord. Amen. For the man who continually goes back to the brook. Amen. To the brook, there is peace in the water. There is peace. And God's saying peace to us in our troubled storms, because He knows those that are true. You think about it. He knows those that are true. I never could understand why a Christian, especially those who claim to be Holy Ghost filled, in just a short length of time throw away what God has given to them. Throw it away. It's the most richest, wonderful experience that a man could ever experience in this life. Quickly throw it away. Quickly give it up. Quickly to turn back. Was it wholehearted devotion, brother? That's just it is. Wholehearted devotion, brother, keeps you in the times of affliction. It keeps you when you're at your lowest. It keeps you in the midst of the fire. It keeps you in the midst of trials. It's one thing about it. Man looketh on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. Hearts, like I referred to Sunday, heaven is my heartbeat. Angels know my heartbeat. Amen. They know something of what's going down here, seeing that we can pass with such a great cloud of witnesses. Those great cloud of witnesses are those angelic hosts up there. Amen. What did they say that they rejoice over? Amen. One sinner that repenteth more than 99 just persons in need of repentance. You can't tell me there's not a camp meeting going on in heaven. You can't tell me it made news in heaven when I got saved. Glory to God, saints of God, there's a rejoicing. Amen. Just think about that angelic host. Amen. It's cheering us on. I say it's cheering us on. Come on, keep running. Amen. Keep on pressing on. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, David had to come to the place to encourage himself in the Lord. Have you ever been there? Amen. You felt like everything around you was falling in. You had to come to that place to encourage yourself. That's wholehearted devotion. Somebody else don't encourage me. I'm going down. Preacher, don't call me. I'm going down. Evangelist, don't pray for me. I'm going down. No, it don't work that way. That's why it's personal. That's why it's individual.
Why?
It's a personal relationship. Whether another man of God ever prays for me again, ever preaches to me again.
Right.
Amen. Never know. We may be in some nursing home. We may be in some hospital tomorrow. May not be able to go to another church service. My wholehearted devotion is going to keep me anyway. You'll keep me on my deathbed. It'll keep me when I'm in the hospital. It'll keep me in my sufferings. Whole heart devotion. Because my heart's in it, amen. That's why he's saying a whole heart. Amen forever. Amen. You know, amen, what God is leading us to, church. That's what troubles the Lord. It's for those who, amen, carelessly walk before Him. And not in sincerity and truth. Saying, Lord, search me, O God, as the psalmist said. Search my heart. To see if there be any wicked way within me. He knows our thoughts. Try me. Lead me in the way everlasting. Search me, oh God. A lot of Christians won't pray that. They won't pray search me, because they know they begin to search them. They know something's down. Amen. Something they're not really willing to give up, or something they're not willing to do. Have a whole heart devotion. I want it, church. Amen. Just think, the Lord's kept me over 32 years in this race. One thing the Lord knows from my heart, as I share with you, He knows my sincerity. I can testify for 32 long years and I'm keeping this race.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank Him for that. I thank Him for commitment, serving Him, and He's the God of comfort. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Brother Jeff, I was on the front pew today. I was one of the pallbearers. Here the Lord began to move. I just turned my head to the left. Oh, my brother. Praise the Lord. Sister Christie said, she went on to say after the funeral, and she looked back at her, Brother Jeff, had good eye contact where you were sitting there, brother. He said, I believe I sung another verse. He was coming off that pew. Twice he said that, brother. I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord was there with it, brother. He quickened us. I could feel it. in that service today. It was a wonderful service. Amen. It really was. I'm glad I was a part of it. You know, just everything was beautiful to look at. Just a beautiful spirit. Feeling peace of God. I felt peace when she, amen, when we was there, when she took her last breath. Just peace. Turned to the brother. He prayed a prayer. The nurse asked to pray. Feeling the peace of God. It's wonderful, Jim. In the presence of the Lord. Amen. Wonderful. I'm talking about a woman that backslid. I'm talking about a woman that was once filled with the Holy Ghost. But through different things that happened to her over the years, and the way that the enemy come against her and tried to destroy her, in her final days and months, amen, as her husband caught her in the back bedroom reading her Bible, he said, "What you doing?" She said, "I'm preparing myself to die." Really, that's before she ever got in a real serious condition. Preparing to die.
That's all right.
That's wonderful how merciful God is, church. Just think about how merciful God is. I just love the Lord. How about you tonight? What is your whole heart devotion? Well, it's like this in your marriage. Would you want to give her your companion your whole heart, or just be half-hearted in your marriage? Which one's going to survive? Which one's going to be happier? It's the same way in our relationship with the Lord. Are we going to give Him half or none or all? It's just as simple as that. Amen. Praise God. But the thing about it, if we study Psalms 119 and what the psalmist was saying about the law and the word of God, it's going to be for the man and his delight, because happy is he who keeps it. Happy is he who walks in it. Happy is he who searches for it. Happy is the man that longs for God's word.
Amen.
For the tear, it's going to take it, brother. A wholehearted commitment. Wholehearted love. Wholehearted devotion. I just want to encourage you tonight, just keep up what you have. Because listen, Satan's going to come to you and he's going to try to hinder you every way he can to keep you from this devotion. He's going to do everything he can to place obstacles in your way to keep you from this kind of devotion to the Lord. It won't take you too many days to find that out. Saints of God, there's one thing about it. Greater is he. We know we quote that. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Praise
yes.
God. How many feels encouraged tonight?
Oh, yes.
Amen. How many wants to walk in the law of the Lord?
Oh, yes.
Amen. Who wants to keep his testimonies?
Amen.
Amen. To walk in his precepts. Keep his commandments. Say, "Lord, I will. Lord, I'll do. Lord, I'll cleave. Lord, I'll serve you." Amen. I want to search you out diligently, O Lord. I want to live by faith and feel no alarm. Because I'm happy in my way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It means everything to love Him,
yes.
Serve Him, to cling to Him, to obey Him, to obey Him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Is that right? Amen. Praise God. If we'll obey the Lord, it'll bring happiness to us. If we'll just obey God's Word and keep His Word. I want to be encouraged. I want to encourage you, church. Amen. If we look around to the church world, we look around at our loved ones, we look at the downfall of man, the sinful ways of all, Satan at work. Amen. Satan destroying my loved ones, destroying your loved ones. Amen. It concerns us and we're burdened. We pray, "God have mercy." And we continue to pray for "God have mercy." But I still have victory. I still have praise.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Jeff, would you lead us in that song, brother? Amen. Praise the Lord. Just right where you sit, brother. Page 120. You're the one that was praising today, brother.
Amen, brother.
Can we do that?
That was all right.
You know, it sums it up right here. Just turn in the book to page 120. When they were singing this old song today, "Victory in Jesus."
Yes.
It brought delight to us. The Spirit of the Lord was just in that place. And I'm telling you, it means it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Page 120, if you have your book, the old song, "Victory in Jesus." We'll just sing it without any music tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I heard an old
story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save us. Of His precious blood atoning. Then I, oh hallelujah, hid up my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. The lame to walk again, and he calls the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah.
Sing it from your heart tonight, saints of God. Say, pray, Lord, I want true hearted devotion. I want true hearted commitment in my walk with you. Hallelujah. Singing and the old redemption story. Amen. If you want to pray, you can pray. Just obey the Lord. Amen. There's victory in Jesus. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Thank you, Lord.
Just pray, saints of God. Say, Lord, help me to have that true-hearted commitment devotion. Yes, Lord.